Is Jesus late? Taken from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 4 through 18. Understand this. During the last days, scoffers will come, following their own desires and asking, "Where is this promised coming of his?" Do you know anyone with that type of attitude? They want to convince you that you are wasting your time and missing out on the great pleasures of this world. How sad it would be to think that this is all there is, to have no hope beyond the grave. They are confused by human timelines. When someone tells us they will be back soon, we wait expectantly for their return, which is the Lord's desire, that we would keep watch for his return. It's natural to feel, after more than 2,000 years, that Jesus is late. We are confused because God does not count time as we do, but neither does our younger generation. When they say, "It's been a minute since I saw you," they may be talking about 20 years or more. If we can learn to accept the concept that 1 minute may represent 28,800 minutes, why is it so difficult to accept God's way of telling time? With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. He is waiting with a purpose. He is patient with you, for it is not his purpose that anyone should be destroyed, but that everyone should turn from his sins. So we continue to wait because more are being called. Stand firm in God's promises and use this time to keep growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Deliverer, Yeshua, the Messiah. If you have chosen the better portion, live like it today. If you have been encouraged or challenged by this, please share.